Welcome back to Latino USA. I'm Maria Hinojosa. The United States has a massive national park system, you know, places like Yosemite or the Grand Canyon. But while the park saw over 270 million visitors last year, very few of them were Latino. Now, the Park Service is trying to address this, and Latino USA producer Daisy Rosario followed along with a group of Latinos who are tasked with helping to bring more Latinos out into the wilderness and our national parks.
Hi guys, my name is Millie Jimenez. I'm the Diversity Outreach and Volunteer Coordinator. I'm here in the park, and I am so excited you guys are here. I've been waiting. It's like Christmas, you know? You're like
Park Ranger Millie Jimenez greets eight bloggers over breakfast at the Togedy Mountain Lodge in Wyoming. It's the first day of the American Latino Expedition. These bloggers have been chosen to take a four-day trip through Grand Teton National Park. Once at the park, they meet Grand Teton Deputy Superintendent Kevin Schneider inside a visitor center.
I don't want to talk for too long because this room is nice, but it's a lot nicer when you start hiking.
Latinos have notoriously low visitorship to the national parks.
The national parks collectively, these 401 different places, tell the story of our nation's heritage.
And it's something the National Park Service, the government entity that manages the parks, wants to change. But the NPS isn't allowed to spend the taxpayer money they get from Congress on marketing, so they have to be creative.
The National Park Service is a lot more than that. We protect places like the home and birthplace of Dr. Martin Luther King in Atlanta, Georgia.
Their official charity, the National Park Foundation, raises private funds for the parks, and they've partnered with various sponsors to take these social media influencers on an adventure. The bloggers will in turn share their own stories with their followers in an effort to reach Latinos around the U.S.
So if you think of the National Park Service as telling the stories of who we are as Americans, we're also incomplete.
While Latinos don't often visit the park, the area of Wyoming where the park is located has more Latinos than people realize.
Here in Jackson, would you believe that something like 25% of the town of Jackson, Wyoming, is Latino? A lot of people don't. Don't realize that, yeah. A huge percentage. In my daughter's preschool, about half of her preschool is Latino. And that's true as she when she goes into kindergarten, it's going to be, you know, throughout her schooling here.
From there, it's on to a hike with a ranger named Katie.
I'm just going to stop here briefly and honor this before we get too far. Does anyone know what kind of tree this is?
An aspen?
Yeah, this is an aspen tree.
The bloggers come from around the U.S. A few are from Texas, one from California. Chicago, New York City, and Colorado are also represented. They also have different specialties. Some are food bloggers, others focus on tech, cars, and general lifestyle information. One is a gardener. Another focuses on photography. At a waterfall, I ask Ray Nuez Jr. about what he thinks of the view. It's immediately clear which blog is his.
I wish there were more clouds in the sky. I wish the sun was lower, because it makes the image more dramatic. But it's pretty awesome.
And it wouldn't be a proper hike through actual wilderness without some talk of poop.
There's some droppings at that tree right there. They're like about this big. Mm-hmm. What was that? Too small to be a bear, so I'm not scared.
We saw some different ones. So was it in the shape of pellets or was it like in a line?
Ovally?
Yeah.
Later that night, the bloggers head into the city of Jackson and have dinner with local Latino leaders. The next day, the group rides to another part of Grand Teton in an RV. On the first day, the bloggers seem to just be taking it all in. After a night's sleep, some of the women are already processing their experience. Melanie Mendez-Gonzalez has a blog that focuses on reconnecting to her Latina roots.
You know, like in my application, when they were talking about have you been to the parks and whatnot, and I said, no, I've never been, because though my parents were always working one, if not two jobs. So vacation time was like, you go see other family that you haven't seen, because you don't get to see them because everybody's working. And things like this was not even, you know, like a
possibility.
Thought. Yeah, like you didn't think.
I feel like if you brought them, them seeing this, then they'd be like, ay, pero mira que bonito. Like all of a sudden that would change the experience. But it's like when you don't know what you don't know, you don't know what you're missing out on.
Back in Grand Teton, it's time for another hike and to meet another ranger, Ricardo Torres.
All right. Well, again, my name is Ricardo and I want to welcome all of you guys.
Ranger Ricardo is the second Latino NPS staffer the bloggers have met.
Super excited to have you guys all here for a lot of reasons. One is I've never seen so many Latino people in one place all season long. I've seen more people from China and other places, like, so this is pretty awesome. It's also nice to see other faces, you know, kind of like how I am. So I'm also a proud Latino.
Both he and Millie are products of the NPS Academy. It's a program that tries to encourage students of underrepresented backgrounds to pursue careers in the Park Service.
So I was born in the U.S. My family, my mother and my father were born in Mexico, came to the States, worked as migrant workers. So I never was really introduced to national parks growing up. My family didn't really have a lot of money to travel. But I did always hear about these amazing, you know, wilderness areas.
Ranger Ricardo's focus at the park is as a naturalist. He shows the group berries growing in the wild.
I just want to point out some other really delicious berries down here.
Oh, yay.
These, with these big, broad leaves right here. These are thimbleberries. I personally think they're better.
Blogger Daily Baez describes the flavor of the berries. And you can hear why it would be special for Ranger Ricardo to get to show Latinos around the park.
It's like tamarindo taste. Yeah, it tastes like tamarindo
edible,
to me.
They will eat.
Right? It tastes like tamarindo to me.
Oh, my God.
You know what? I never thought about that, but that's
yes,
true.
Yes, it's like tastes like tamarindo, but yes.
Huh. Yeah, I haven't had tamarindo in a long time.
Oh, my God. You should have told me so.
You're making me miss home.
The group takes a tough and sometimes scary hike up to Inspiration Point. Later, they hurry back to the hotel before an important event. An event most people visiting the national parks wouldn't do. As part of the trip, the bloggers have to take part in a Twitter party, trying to engage people online. These are the sounds of a Twitter party. It's a bunch of people sitting at one long table, each on their laptops. It looks more like they're studying for finals than having a party. After all the excitement of the Twitter party winds down, it's time for dinner. And then bed. On the third day, the bloggers are heading out on an all-day trip to Yellowstone National Park.
Look. I love Yellowstone. How are you today?
Thank you. Great.
The group visits some hot springs. Melanie describes the scene.
What I see right now are small pools of water looking like they're steaming. And around the edges, you can start to see the different bacteria.
Sean Beckett of Teton Science Schools is their guide for the day. He pulls the van over to check something he sees in the distance.
A squirrel. Yeah. I guess that was enough. It was a squirrel or what?
It was, hang on a second.
Uh-oh.
Something good.
It was a bison.
Oh.
It was lying down. It was real far away. And okay. I think we can improve upon that sighting. So we'll keep going and see what else is in the rest of the valley. Yep, we can improve upon that sighting. Behold, 100 bison.
Oh, my God.
Blogger Liza Monet Morales is loving it.
Amazing. Like, it just literally takes your breath away because I've only seen, this is going to sound so cheesy, but I've only seen them in books in school. So to actually see them live, and they're just chilling. They're, like, sunning, doing their thing, uninterrupted, is so freaking cool, especially because it's such an open and vast area. I love that they feel safe and that they're at home and that we can be here to enjoy it.
Back in the van, we finally get to the question of, why don't Latinos go to the parks? Before I reported this story, one Latino friend told me she thought her family never went to the parks because as immigrants trying to make it in the U.S., the last thing they wanted to do with their free time was sleep on the floor outside. Fair enough. Recently on Latino USA, a guest mentioned that undocumented people get nervous at the sight of the park rangers because their uniforms look like military uniforms, which is understandable. NPS uniforms are actually specifically designed to look like an old Army Ranger uniform, so that could be a reason. The group had a few other ideas, too.
The average person, I'm sure, has a hard time coming out here, especially with the family of 2, 3, 4 kids nowadays.
Like, for example, I mean, I just came here 6 years ago. So this is not how the United States is being sold outside here and even in here. I mean, I didn't even know about the national parks and that all this, you know, is here and that you can enjoy it and visit and, you know, and it's because of the media. I mean, that's not what they sell.
Here's what blogger Ramon Gonzalez has to say.
Price or the costs of it, where is it within reach? I mean, you have people marching in the streets for $15, $15 an hour wages. Is a person on $15 an hour, can they afford to, one, house and feed their family themselves, obtain a vehicle? I mean, think about it, a lot of people in big cities don't own vehicles, don't have driver's licenses, so how would they get here?
As the person in the van who spends the most time in the parks, and as an educator, Sean, the guide, was eager to learn from the bloggers.
As the face of America changes, the parks have really struggled to keep up. What sorts of things would you like to see in the parks? What changes can be made to better cater to those experiences?
Sean tells the group a story someone told him about a park where Latino visitors would often move the picnic tables around to be able to sit in groups. The staff there had to reset the tables every day. Eventually, the staff got tired of doing this and they chained the tables down. And the Latino visitors stopped coming. Maybe there isn't one answer as to why Latinos don't go to the parks, but it is a question worth asking. On the final morning, the bloggers had the option of taking a float down a river or going horseback riding. Then they regroup for a scenic cruise of Coulter Bay. Then it's on to the final event of the trip. Dinner with Grand Teton National Park Superintendent David Vela.
David Vela, mucho gusto.
Superintendent David Vela is a rarity in the NPS.
I am the only Latino senior executive in the National Park Service.
And is that at the highest level?
The highest level before you become a presidential appointee.
Yeah.
I'm the first Latino to run a senior executive park unit. So stories are important. And so what we want to do is to tell our community to say, hey, did you know that these stories belong to you? And you know you can find them in your national parks?
Well, listening to you talk and talk about your family and the full circle thing, yeah, makes me realize that you and us and Ricardo and Millie, that's
the
story.
We are the story.
We are the story. And we're writing our stories.
As the sun sets and the meal wraps up, the bloggers are met with one final surprise. They're becoming junior rangers. It's just a fun, free visitor program targeted at kids. But for the bloggers, it's extra special to be sworn in by the superintendent himself.
I need all the junior rangers to raise your right hands. Okay. Repeat after me. As a junior ranger,
as a junior ranger,
I promise to appreciate,
I promise to appreciate,
respect,
respect,
and protect,
and protect,
Grand Teton National Park,
Grand Teton National Park,
and the natural world,
the natural world,
wherever I go.
Wherever I go.
Congratulations. You're now official. Congratulations.
I can't wait to give it to my daughter. So excited.
Thank you,
Daddy. Oh, so cool.
For Latino USA, I'm Daisy Rosario.